producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. What are we all buzzing about? This is the week that Hillary Clinton testifies about the night of the Benghazi attack. So there will be a lot of conversation heading into Thursday. Thursday is the day that that happens. There continues to be conversation over comments that Donald Trump made concerning 9/11, and if he had been president, that it wouldn't have happened because of his stance on immigration. And then Joe Biden, will he run or will he not decide to jump into the Democratic race for president of the United States the next time around? 2016 is going to be incredibly interesting. I have to tell you, 2 years ago when I looked at this race, I thought, yeah, there's not going to be much happening here. Boy, was I wrong. For the Republicans, you have a list a mile long that will definitely start to shrink. And for the Democrats, it's a question of, boy, this was supposed to be Hillary's, but maybe we don't want it to be Hillary's. There are plenty of people in the party who are concerned about Hillary Clinton now and whatever Republican goes up against Clinton and whoever her vice presidential candidate would be if she were to win the nomination. It was a foregone conclusion, now not so fast. It could perhaps be more challenging for her, depending on what happens this week with the Benghazi probe and whether Joe Biden decides to get in. Because could Biden be a formidable opponent? And he could be. He could be. And see, the more that happens with these emails, this slow leak of the emails, I think will continue to hurt her. Even if the whatever happens on Thursday doesn't completely sink Hillary Clinton, it's not going to help her, right? And I think Biden, the way Biden feels, or his people feel, anyone around him, he's just going to decide to do what he wants to do. They're not going to be pushed around or bullied around by the Clinton campaign. And then you have Bernie Sanders, who says, let's raise taxes on everybody. And that's what he says. Raise tax, payroll taxes to fund the family leave. You know, so here's the thing. You have good ideas. How are you paying for them? That sounds like a good idea. Everybody gets health care, and it's all going to be exactly across the board equal for everyone. Woohoo! Who's paying for it? So, on ABC's This Week, Bernie Sanders said his tax increases would definitely hit everyone because he would raise the payroll tax. He said, I think if you're looking about, you know, looking for guaranteed paid family medical leave, which every other major country has, they do. So when a mom gives birth, she doesn't have to go back to work in 2 weeks. Dad or mom can stay home with the kids. That requires a small increase in the payroll tax. It's going to hit everyone. But it would mean we're drawing the rest of the industrial, you know, we're drawing off the rest of the industrialized world and making sure that we're not in that situation. So that's not going to go over well, I would say. A little tax here, a little tax there, and then this is, again, the problem. We're talking about looking at paychecks and seeing that we're not where we thought we were tax-wise. I mean, nobody wants to pay high taxes. And nobody wants to have crappy health care. It's more than a conundrum. But how do we get here? We can't go back in time in a time capsule, but there were some things that could have happened before we got into Obamacare that maybe would have made a lot more sense. But since we didn't ever get there, this is what now we're trying to figure out at this point. And I don't know if you what you're paying for gasoline. You can always tell if the nation is feeling the crunch or not based on whether people are complaining. I can remember being on the air And I get so many emails from people, and callers more elusive because of the nature of the program. But, boy, did the phone lines, as soon as you start to hit $4 for gas for regular, boy, oh, boy, do we start to get the phones off the hook. People calling to complain about how much they have to pay for gasoline and what were they going to do, and they were going to have to take their errands and squish them all together because that was the only way they would be able to reasonably fit them all in. And so now we're seeing that oil nations are feeling some of what's going on with OPEC and their price war and what they're doing. You know, they're trying to push the price of crude back to that level of about $100 a barrel. I always say you can tell what you're going to pay by what's happening with the barrel. How much every day, what are we paying? Or what are they paying for a barrel? And then that is trickled down to all of us. So interesting, because one time we would talk about Venezuela and what an emerging economy there was a while ago. Not any time recently, but Venezuela has been marginalized within this group of 12 oil producers, pretty much. So you've got the Arab Gulf allies in Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and Kuwait. And think about it. OPEC last November said that it could no longer afford to surrender market share to the rivals by cutting its own production to figure out a way to defend higher prices. So the strategy is holding together, even though we have seen it's failed to significantly reduce oil production outside of OPEC. It's been a wild ride if you look at the prices. And now the big test is coming at the tail end of the year. And there's a big meeting happening in Vienna. And what the United Nations is trying to sprinkle in between. And you think, United Nations, what is that about? But lower oil prices have crippled, like, the Venezuela economy. And then they've seen the spike in food price, the inflation there, too. So they're struggling big time. And this is a country flush with oil. So how is that? Saudi Arabia strangling anything else around it. Because look at all the vast oil reserves. How many barrels? 290 billion barrels, something like that. 290 billion barrels. Wow. That sounds like a crazy, crazy number to me. I mean, we're talking about across the board. Just to give you an idea. It also plays into the wild ride of Wall Street. Oil, the ups and downs, if you want to talk about what we're seeing happen with stock prices, what they call blue chip stocks, where traditionally they would always be up there, have had a wild bounce back and forth and back and forth. Lately, we've seen coming off of last week, there was some big bounce backs. But we know negative news will tank that in a second. All right, if you want to chime in on anything, it was a busy weekend heading into a very interesting week. 855-266-5283, 855-266-8. See you in a few.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Well, party and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck that has got to hold on you. You spend money about to lose your home.
Welcome to another week of America Tonight. Scary times, both because we're getting close to Halloween and you wouldn't believe some of the costumes, and what's happening politically speaking in this country. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up this hour, the mailbag. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Kate. Had a good weekend. Didn't get to see a game like I did last weekend. You know, I'm trying to make, you know, things a little bit better than, you know, politics to start off the week.
Yay!
Yeah. You know, all your years of doing the sports, how many people really, you know, really got down on you and harassed you, like, you know, the Deflategate thing, you know? I'd still say it's the referees, Kate.
Oh, yeah, the referees. They don't know what. Some of the referees are terrible.
I mean, you know, I sit there and that's all they talked about in the beginning before tonight's game.
Oh, I know.
And look what happened. The main thing everybody was talking about, you know, they still would have beat the Colts.
Exactly. And they still would. I think they still would have beaten the Colts. Absolutely. There's no question. They were the better team. That doesn't mean they couldn't have won, but I don't think that played as much of a part in it as was. I mean, it is ridiculous. The whole thing was overblown. Although I think it was cheese bally. I think it was cheese bally of him to deflate the footballs and then deny it. But yeah, so the Patriots won. But you know what? It wasn't that much of a blowout. 34-27 was the final score.
No, it's still a good game. But you know, the whole point I'm getting at, because you've done this for years before you started what you're doing now.
Yeah.
It is simply the fact that who is responsible, and it was the referees.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
And to me, I think because the money being lost in the NFL, it's just like, you know, the Kardashians again. Let's bring them up. You know, it was a thing to get notoriety, make something,
right.
You know.
Right.
And money, 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 money.
Well, yeah, to keep it out there in the news. I mean, anything controversial. So it would be mainstream news. It wasn't just sports news. It was all over the place. Yeah.
But I'm still waiting for another Tennessee game to watch, whether it be in the NFL or the college games. You know, it was pretty good, but it wasn't that great. But, you know, I still had a good weekend. Hope you did, too, and hope everybody else out there does.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, we've got Nail the Score game as the Monday night game.
Oh.
And who knows what happens there. I mean, anything can happen. Are you kidding me?
Well, I did get my one turnover, if you looked at that I foresaw, and the one that I really wanted, I didn't pick it that way, but Green Bay's got their day coming, you know. But it was kind of wild. It was kind of wild. I mean, Atlanta did get knocked down like I was, you know, thought they would. But week 8, you can get more predictable, but week 3, 2, 6, this is when you really start seeing them because they're starting to worry. And you can't predict
absolutely.
Anything. You can't predict anything.
Yeah, you can't predict anything. We had a couple of overtime games. It was crazy.
New Orleans? Pittsburgh?
Yeah. It's hard to, again, it's hard to predict some of these finishes that we're seeing. You're absolutely right. Detroit had to go into overtime. They finally won their first game. They almost lost it, but they beat Chicago. Chicago was roared back and almost won. Denver and Cleveland this week, they went into overtime. Denver won 26-23. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. These are the weeks that, you know, you see the drastic changes. You know,
yes,
because you know. The motivation, you know, from them high paid coaches to the high paid players is, you know, like pretty drastic
there.
In the locker rooms, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. Absolutely. Yep. And
but,
Seattle lost again. Carolina's perfect. Carolina beat Seattle.
Oh, yeah. But week 6 and 7 is when you start seeing them.
Yep.
And yep. Week 8 after week 8. That's when you know, because that's, you know, 500 ball. You got to make that 500, you know, at week 8, you know. But the next 2 weeks thereafter, you're going to see people, you know, trying to reclaim the 500.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
But this is going to be the fun part, you know. This
oh, yeah.
Is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right there in the middle. And then we swing into, as you say, it's way more predictable after that. Absolutely.
And the weather gets there, too.
Oh, boy, isn't that the truth. Oh,
yeah.
I like that. The crisp, cool temperatures. I agree with you.
Yeah, this climate change, what can we say? It affects everything.
Oh, Grim, it does. Thanks for the call, Grim. You're hilarious. Grim, we move on from, this is perfect. It's a twofer. We go from Grim to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had hardly time to even put my headphones on, and there I was. I am once again a star.
You are.
Okay, I got a joke for you. This woman applied at a lemon-producing factory in Florida for a job as a lemon picker. And the man was looking over her resume that did the hiring, and he says, "My God," he says, "you're too overqualified for this job. You've got a master's degree in literature at the University of Michigan and liberal arts, and you also taught school in one of the prestigious schools in our state. You were also a social worker for unwed mothers. This is phenomenal. What makes you think you have experience as a lemon picker?" She says, "I was married 3 times to 3 duds. I bought 2 Chryslers that didn't work, and I voted for Obama 2 times.
Dan, that is very good.
You can feel that.
I like that. She knows all about lemons. That's funny.
Now, darling, you know, I feel cheated. Paul is not going to let you do the nude thing, even if Biden and Obama become the candidates of choice. And I know you're going to cheat me on doing the impeach thing if Obama gets impeached for his outrageous illegal acts, and you won't let me put it on the internet. So, you know, I'm being shortchanged here, Kate.
You're not going to be cheated. You're hilarious.
Well,
oh,
you
cracked me up.
I mean, you are the pole princess. I mean, you know, that's something.
I am the pole princess.
Pole dancer.
Oh, yes, the pole dancer.
So what else is going on?
Well, here's the thing. With Obama, I mean, listen, we're cruising into his final year. So if there's going to be an impeachment that you've been predicting for this whole time, they better hurry up. They better get some giddy up in that whole impeachment thing.
Yeah, but he is getting more and more and more radical with every single day that
he is, because he doesn't,
he's just doing what he wants. Time,
yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, he's just going nuts on this.
Yes, I do agree with that. It's the I don't care what you think kind of deal. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to do whatever. You can see that in interviews or, you know, choices that are being made for sure. There's no easy stepping around it. They're stepping right into it, absolutely.
Well,
and I don't know. The Biden thing's going to be interesting to see, because if the Hillary people must be furious. They don't want him in the race.
Really? Well, as the Chinese say, if they wish to put a curse upon you, may you live in interesting times.
We do, don't we? We live in very interesting times. Thanks, Dan. I love that lemon joke. And you could twist that in a couple of different directions, too, by the way. The way he told that joke, it would be easy to do that. Hey, something again comes up on the radar. You know how I feel about the whole shark thing? What is going on with sharks and Hawaii? I mean, of course, we know that sharks are in the water. But now they're deciding whether to close beaches in Oahu. They had a pair of weekend shark attacks, and they were pretty bad. They were within hours of one another. And now they've had 7 shark attacks off of the Hawaii shores this year. That's incredible. That's a lot. And not just on one island, different places. So the first one over the weekend was a 44-year-old guy who was swimming on a beach just before noon. So it wasn't at dusk. He was just before noon when he was attacked. And they say that he had injuries to both feet. He was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. And he was pale. He was struggling to be responsive. An outrigger canoe grabbed him up, and they pulled him in as fast as they could. And his injuries were extreme. They say both legs above the ankle, just above the ankles, were just hanging on. Ugh, brutal. Lifeguards went out to the water on jet skis. They tried to push people in from the ocean, too, and it was awful. Then a 32-year-old guy was rushed to the hospital in serious condition from Waikiki Beach, was a popular beach. A shark attack there. He had injuries to his left foot. Wow. Unbelievable, huh? They're going to have to put those shark nets like they do in Australia. Mailbag coming up next on America Tonight.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've got the mailbag. One of the questions I get a lot is about Wall Street and what's going on in Wall Street. That's why we have our pal Stephen Kelly on, because he talks about going bankrupt and having to school himself in economics and other alternatives. But heading into the weekend, Friday was an up day. The Dow was up, the NASDAQ, the S&P was up. The Dow was up, you know, 74 points. The NASDAQ was up almost 17, and the S&P 500 was up. It's a roller coaster. You're at the craps table. I call it the craps table. That's what it is. And, of course, the more money you have, you dump it into something that's hot, then you pull it out, and as long as there's the adequate time. And that's why, or that's how people with the right stock can make money. But letting it ride, and then the 401ks, we're seeing how that goes up and down, up and down. And there were huge gains, and now there's that market correction. And anytime there's any negative news, it tanks, right? Certain stocks will just tank. And that economic news, or that news, could be economic news where earnings reports are off, or worldly news, what's going on in China and their currency, or something else that tips the market. It's so fragile. Let's put it that way. It's rigged to be fragile. Let's turn on that note to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. I love it when somebody calls me mistress. This one from Brian, who says, Kate, I have to say I love the way your mind works. It's fascinating to listen to you. It sounds like you're pretty well-rounded. I haven't heard you talk too much, although you've mentioned it briefly, about a little bit of television you watch that isn't news or sports or whatever related. What do you watch? Well, you see, I'm like a binge watcher, meaning I don't have any time, I don't want to be bothered with, I'd rather read, I'm busy doing so many other things, but there's some really quality stuff that's out there. So, I watch a show called The Kingdom, which probably skews across the board. It's about MMA, but it's not MMA, it's not reality, it's really well done, and it's about a guy who owns a gym in Venice, California. And it's a drama. It's really good, called Kingdom. I think you can get it free on your cable system, actually. And then I watch another funny comedy-based thing called The League. And that's about fantasy football, loosely. It's really more about guys and doing stupid guy things. And it's hilarious. And for all of you guys listening, you would find it funny. The conversations are like a peek into the man cave. The other thing I watch is a thing called Homeland, which gets a lot of awards. It is about terrorism. It's a drama. Mandy Patinkin's in it. He's a CIA, high up in the CIA. And he runs like the Foreign Bureau. And there's a main character who is a female who's bipolar, and she's smarter than everybody else combined and figures out half of what's going on in the Middle East before anyone else does. I guess that's my best way to describe it. But it's really, really well written, and it's good. It almost mirrors ahead of time, not ripped from the headlines. It almost tells us what's going to happen in the headlines before it happens. And these are all dramas. I mean, they're real shows. They're not reality shows. I'm not a big reality show person at all. I met some of the guys that were on The Amazing Race one time when I was in Las Vegas, and they were super nice, and they were telling me how they staged everything. And I watched that show a few times because I thought it was clever in having to get clues, but, I mean, watched like 4 episodes. So I'm not a big reality television person, just am not. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Paul, who says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen with the Republicans? Do you believe Jeb Bush will be there in the end? Or do you think that he's going to be forced to drop out because he just is not resonating with the voters? Well, he's resonating with the old guard in the Republican Party, and he's raising a ton of money. Ultimately, I mean, he can't keep getting these nothing numbers, these single digits. And he can stay in it for as long as he wants, but he's not going to stay in it if he's getting rocked when we go into the primaries. I mean, he'll stay in it to the primaries. He'll stay in it when you get to, I can't believe he wouldn't. You go to Iowa, you go to New Hampshire, and whatever happens there will be very telling, I think, for Jeb Bush. If I'm Bush, though, I am so not liking this. I mean, it's like he gets called low-energy guy, and every time there's a poll that's out, he's mentioned as, oh, and Donald Trump and Carly Fiorina, and of course Ben Carson is up there, and then he's always the also ran. And remember, I mean, he comes from that legacy family where everybody wins, where he has a father and a brother who were president, and he has the Prescott Bush legacy. And so he's stuck holding the bag in a way. You know, he is. He's stuck holding the bag. But I said this many times. I mean, your establishment people were Jeb Bush heading into this and Hillary Clinton. But doesn't mean that that can't change. Because they're forced to change it. How about that? All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Calvin. Hi, Kate. I've never emailed the show before. I like your show, Lass. I listen to it when I can. I have schedules like some of the other people have reported on your show that are kind of all over the map, if you will. And I was wondering if you saw the story about the flight that was going to Dublin that had to make an emergency landing because a man was losing consciousness. Did you see that? Yes, I did see that. You know, it's interesting, but you know, people dying of natural causes or people that are really ill, I always wonder that with flights, especially long flights. Well, this flight was going to Ireland. It had to make an emergency landing. You're right on that. This was after a man bit another passenger before losing consciousness. The man was later pronounced dead. So that's different than some of the other scenarios we've seen out there. You can imagine the investigation that's, you know, going to go on with this, I think, just to see, well, what happened. But the passenger supposedly, again, bit the man and then died. So, you know, I don't know what caused that. It could be a whole bunch of different things, which is why they're investigating it. Okay, how about this? This one is from Shanna, who says, Kate, I was just kind of curious, of all the places you've lived, what is your favorite place? Wow, that is such a loaded question for me. And the reason it's so loaded is because I'm like that Johnny Cash song. I've been everywhere. I've lived everywhere. I feel so fortunate to have lived in the places that, you know, that I've lived. Whether it's back east or the Midwest or the South or the West, it's hard for me to narrow a place down. I really have enjoyed living in Texas. I liked my time in New York. I loved my time in California. I mean, California was good because I could go up and down the coast and see all these amazing things, because I like history, that I couldn't or wouldn't have seen if I hadn't lived there. Because it's such a vast state, just like Texas, you explore, and as you go further and further out, you start to find more interesting things from the, you know, whether you're talking about the Redwood Forest or you're talking about San Diego or the missions or, you know, a myriad of things in between. But I find that in every place, so that's almost an impossible question for me. All right, how about this one? This one is from Joe, who says, Kate, what did you make of that fake punt? I'm sure you were watching. How about the Patriots beating the Colts? But it was so crazy what happened in that game. Yeah, so if you want me to describe it, because you left it at that, there's a big buildup to this game because of the whole Deflategate thing. It was the Colts and the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, and then the Colts came out and said, oh, there's trickery going on because the balls were deflated to Tom Brady's liking. Well, that's an old story. But a lot of people were looking to this game. So here was what's bizarre. There was a failed attempt at trying to be clever, trying to do a trick play on a punt play, and it was probably the turning point as the Colts had a pretty solid first half, and then lost again to the Patriots 34-27 on a Sunday night. So the Colts led 21-20 at halftime. They were down 27-21 with about a minute remaining in the third. They shifted out of a punt formation. So check this out. On fourth and third, right, you get the series of downs. They didn't convert. So they shift that punt formation from their own 37-yard line, and they left one of the receivers over the ball and safety under center. The Patriots kept a player on each side of the receiver and two more behind them. Whalen snapped the ball. He was the receiver to the other guy, the safety, who didn't seemed to expect it and was grabbed up by the Patriots running back for a loss. Whoops, I didn't know this was a trick play. What's going on here? Yeah, you got to tell everyone on the field. Stay with us.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Talking about the latest, greatest on the campaign trail, the bedlam that it is. It's really a war of words over 9/11. That continues probably to be the hot air that will flow into the week. It all started with Donald Trump, and Jeb Bush then also throws in, because of course his brother, George W. Bush, Donald Trump and Bush in an MMA fight. What would that look like? I'm just thinking, because I just told you I watched that one show. Forget about it. So Trump and Bush, here's what the deal is. Trump told Fox News Sunday he doesn't blame George W. Bush for the attacks of September 11th, but does question Jeb Bush's claim that his presidential brother kept the nation safe during 9/11, you know, using 9/11 as the prime example. And he said, Look, Jeb said, we were safe with my brother. We were safe. Well, the World Trade Center just fell down. Now I'm trying to blame him. I'm not blaming anyone, but the World Trade Center came down. Bush called Trump's comments pathetic He was on CNN State of the Union. He said, look, my brother responded to a crisis as he did it, as you hope a president would do. And he certainly, and I've already talked about this, Jeb Bush is so far behind Trump in the Republican presidential polls that to me, if I were him, I wouldn't want to keep being the punching bag. I would figure out a way to get out of this. I think they did not anticipate Trump. Nobody anticipated Trump jumping into this, into the election. So, no Trump, where is Jeb Bush? Is he leading the pack? Is he somewhere at the top? I think it's a different story if there's no Donald Trump. So, you know, you keep hearing Trump say, I'm not blaming Bush, but then he says, I don't want Jeb Bush to say my brother kept us safe, because it was one of the worst days in the history of our country. He's not letting him off the hook for anything, let me tell you. So really, that's a big part of the political dust-up over the weekend and heading into the weekend. That was talked about a ton. It's not necessarily anything new. It's just that it keeps becoming news because of the comments that are made. And then Joe Biden. A union, a big-time union, I think, would back him, and that's why he made that phone call on Friday to the International Association of Firefighters. And Biden supposedly, rumor says, said that he is close to declaring, because the IAFF, frankly, is one of the most influential labor groups. You're going to have labor and you're going to go in that direction and you're a Democrat. Well, that's a good one to have. And Biden is very close to labor. It makes sense if you think of his career. So for him, that would bode well. And if he gets the backing of that union, that's pretty big. You know, it's all about who knows who and who's pushing who about their candidate. And he's been making all these calls throughout the week to who would back him. And even the former Delaware Senator Ted Kaufman, who is part of Biden's posse, part of his group, sent an email late Thursday to Biden alum, we'll call them, saying that while he doesn't know when Biden will decide, he knows Biden knows about the ticking clock. Well, no kidding. Because if you think about it, you have New Hampshire, South Carolina, all of that. If you're going to launch a presidential campaign, now's the time for him to launch it, definitely. And when President Obama was asked about a potential Biden run at the White House, he was asked about it on Friday. He just moved ahead, and he just praised the Democratic field at large and said, I'm not going to comment on what Joe's doing or not doing. I think you can direct those questions to my very able vice president. So he's not jumping into it. I think he wants to see if friends are there, if labor's there, whatever. Then you've got Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Hillary Clinton. That'd be interesting to see what happens in the polls for the Democrats if Biden really does decide he's coming into it, which he could. I mean, the conversation is about, and it supposedly is very, very true, that his son wanted him to run. So that's part of what's gnawing at him on both sides of it, whether he should do it or not. And if you think about it, of course, it makes complete sense. He wants his family to know. He wants people close to him to help. So he needs to have all his ducks in a row. But he cannot keep dragging it out, because he'll just lose steam. He won't be able to pick up enough steam if he doesn't do it now. So we may have an announcement in the next day or two. Certainly this week, I would think the further you get away from this, the harder it is to not crash the momentum. And here's a group, since we're kind of doing a little I'm going to call it the grab bag at the tail end of this hour. The Pentagon says the Khorasan Group leader was killed in a Syrian airstrike. You know, part of the problem with these airstrikes is we don't know who we got and who we didn't get. But they're saying that the leader of a group of Al-Qaeda vets, this Khorasan Group, this guy was killed, and that's huge. Snafi al-Nazir, a Saudi national known as Abdullah Ibrahim al-Shariki, was killed in an air attack, they say, on Thursday, that air attack. That would be a huge blow to the Khorasan Group to attack the United States. And this is what the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, is saying. If that death is true, because al-Nusayr was listed as a designated global terrorist by the Treasury Department in 2014. And before I've read this and they've talked about it, that he's been reported as dead. So this is big. This would be a very, very big hit. But it seems like we're always bragging about who was hit, and then it's not them. And they have a hard time identifying who it is and what their connection to whatever terrorist network is. And this is one of those cases. Is it him? Is it not him? Pretty significant if it is him. Remember some of the things this guy did. Scary. So yes, they can get a replacement player, but when you have someone who's so in tune, knows where the moving parts are, it is tougher. Tougher to make that continue to ebb and flow. So that would be very, very good news. Very, very good news. We didn't get good news in the middle to the tail end of the week last week about Afghanistan, because it looks like we're going to be there. We're keeping troops in Afghanistan with not really a combat mission, sort of a quasi-training mission. But you have to think that America's going to get dragged into this in some way. So we're going to go with 5,500. 5,500 in Afghanistan. And just keep up an embassy. Watching the situation, see what's happening there, watch the unrest or the opposite of that. I mean, look, we still have troops in South Korea. 60 years later, you think we'll ever get those troops out of South Korea? There's a question for you. Should we pull the troops from South Korea? I have a feeling the answer is going to be no. Some of your thoughts, americatonight.net, or tweet me, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Thanks to Patrick E. for his fine work on the technicals, and thanks to all of you. Enjoy, and thanks.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.